With Donald Trump and Ben Carson dominating the GOP race with talk of giant walls and end of days, the chances of a libertarian insurgency are looking slimmer by the hour. So what about the Democrats? Sure, they're known as big spenders with an affinity for one-size-fits-all regulation and a borderline creepy reverence for the power of the federal government.
Governor's the only thing that we all belong to.
But they say they're hands-off on social issues, and sometimes even call themselves civil libertarians. And that at least has the word libertarian in it, right? We watched the first debate with wide eyes and open minds, and picked out the best and worst of the night. These are the three best and three worst moments of the first Democratic presidential debate. The third best moment.
Some of the candidates have tried marijuana, as have pretty much probably everybody in this room. Others have not. Does that influence?
Coming in third on our list of the best moments of the debate was the Dems' discussion of marijuana legalization. Just as quickly as public opinion shifted, these polls have suddenly become very chill on the subject.
If you were a Nevada resident, how would you vote?
I suspect I would vote yes. And I would vote yes because I am seeing in this country too many lives being destroyed for nonviolent offenses.
But one candidate seemed a bit confused. Hillary Clinton won't say what she thinks about federal prohibition.
Are you ready to take a position tonight?
No.
But she knows she doesn't like its effects.
We have got to stop imprisoning people who use marijuana.
The third worst moment.
Let's begin, Anderson, by understanding that Bernie Sanders has a D-minus voting record from the NRA.
On the flip side was the Dems' almost uniformly uninformed view of gun control.
It's time to stand up and pass comprehensive gun safety legislation as a nation.
Everybody else has to be accountable, but not the gun manufacturers. And we need to stand up and say enough of that. We're not going to let it continue.
Only one candidate recognized that you don't have to be a D.C. politician to have the right to bear arms for self-protection.
There are people at high levels in this government who have bodyguards 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The average American does not have that and deserves the right to be able to protect their family.
The second best moment.
When you talk about Syria, you're talking about a quagmire in a quagmire.
Most of the candidates didn't hold back from criticizing the interventionist foreign policy that defined the Bush administration and continued on through the Obama years.
I would not be so quick to pull for a military tool. I believe that a no-fly zone, actually, Secretary, would be a mistake. You have to enforce no-fly zones.
This is not about Benghazi per se. For me, it is the inevitability of something like Benghazi occurring in the way that we intervened in Libya.
Of course, others were less than apologetic.
We did not put one single American soldier on the ground in Libya. And I'll say this for the Libyan
people. But American
citizens
did lose their lives in Benghazi.
Unless you believe the United States, there is always the potential for danger and risk.
The second worst moment.
Tonight, I want to talk not about my emails, but about what the American people want from the next president
Senator
of the United
Sanders.
States.
Clinton's fellow candidates weren't shy about criticizing her role in botched Middle Eastern foreign policy initiatives, but some were quick to jump to her defense when the topic turned to her email problems.
That the American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you. Me too.
The crowd may have loved her unapologetic posture, but a standing ovation doesn't change the fact that Clinton is still under federal investigation for compromising classified information while serving as Secretary of State. There's nothing partisan about that.
I have been as transparent as I know to be.
The best moment of the first Democratic presidential debate.
Would you shut down the NSA surveillance
Absolutely,
program?
Absolutely, of course.
Unlike Hillary Clinton, Edward Snowden intentionally made classified information public as a whistleblower, calling attention to the unconstitutional surveillance by the NSA. A rousing defense of Snowden and civil liberties from a couple of the candidates provided the night's best moments.
Governor Chafee, Edward Snowden, is he a traitor or a hero?
No, I would bring him home. The American government was acting illegally. That's what the federal courts have said.
And once again, Clinton found herself on the wrong side of the debate.
He broke the laws of the United States. He could have been a whistleblower. He could have gotten all of the protections of being a whistleblower. He could have raised all the issues that he has raised. And I think there would have been a positive response to that.
And the worst moment of the first Democratic presidential debate.
First, we're going to explain what democratic socialism is.
The candidates never once mentioned the national debt and seem to believe that soaking the rich for tax money will fund all their big ideas. The parade of ill-conceived federal initiatives trotted out by the candidates provided the worst moments of the night.
You don't cut Social Security, you expand it.
Investing in infrastructure and clean energy.
We are going to have medical and family paid leave.
My plan would enable anyone to go to a public college or university tuition free.
What do you think were the best and worst moments of the night? Tell us in the comments, and don't forget to subscribe to Reason TV.